Welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. It is Thursday, December 16th, 2021. And today I'll be reading true ghost stories from the web. If you ever want to find episodes of the podcast or links to social media or ways to donate, you can find all those at the podcast page, which is salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. And also, if you have any comments or questions or topic suggestions or experiences of yours or of others you trust that you want to share, want me to share on the show, you can send those to me either through Discord or through my email, which is salcedoparanormal@gmail.com, and we can go from there. So tomorrow night I will be sharing true ghost stories from the real estate industry, their business. That's going to be the special episode for the week. So that should be fun. I've already done some research into that a little bit, and of course I'll do more later. And so yeah, that should be a interesting episode. So with that, I think I'll get started here. And get through some of these stories. This first one says, I gotta go back up in the file here. Okay. This first one says, for the record, I don't care whether people believe me or not. I know what happened, and I am merely here to gather information on these entities. I have two stories regarding the mimic, both of which took place in my house. They are as follows. Around roughly 2 years ago, my mother had gone shopping for the afternoon, and I was in my bedroom, playing games, listening to music, and relaxing. I got bored after a while and took off my headset and decided to scroll on my phone mindlessly. As I was doing so, I hear the front door open with the use of the house keys, the lock turn, and the door slam shut. Understandably, I thought nothing of it, thinking that my mother had returned from her shopping trip. I heard her clear as day kick off her shoes, walk through the living room with the shopping bags, and I heard the shopping bags being put down in the kitchen, as well as general movement and audible footsteps. The next thing I hear is my mother's voice, loud and clear, calling me by my full first name from the kitchen. That should have been the first red flag, excuse me. My mother never, and I mean never, calls me by my first name. She's always called me by a certain nickname, or other short versions of it. I answer, yes, from my room, and I don't get a response. She calls me by my full first name again, and thinking that she didn't hear me answer her the first time, I open my bedroom door and wander onto the upstairs landing. Yes, Mom? I shouted from the top of the stairs. Dead silence. Frustrated at this point, I head downstairs in a hurry to see what she needed. To my great surprise and dismay, nothing was out of place. There were no shopping bags, no keys, and most terrifying of all, my mom was nowhere to be found. Nobody was in the house except me. and whatever entity decided to play some mind games on me. I called my mom not long after, asking her where she was and if she was okay. She said that she was still out shopping, and it would take her a while, to get back. When I told her about what I heard and experienced, she didn't want anything to do with it, and she refused to talk about it in any further detail. The second event occurred last year. My friend had come over to my house to visit, and she ended up falling asleep on my bed while I was watching a movie at my desk. Realizing she's fast asleep, I grab a blanket and head out of my bedroom, stopping to say goodnight to my mom as I prepare to head to the living room and sleep on the couch. Everything is okay for a while. I'm having snacks and watching TV. About an hour or two later, when my mom and friend were definitely fast asleep, I head over to the bathroom that is around the corner from the kitchen. While I'm in there, I hear voices speaking loudly in the living room to one another. One of the voices belonged to my friend, and the other to my mom. I was utterly puzzled at this point. I had so many questions running through my mind. First of all, what are they doing awake? Second, how did I not hear two adults descend our very creaky stairs that make noise no matter how lightly you step on them? Third, what could they possibly be chatting about at 1 a.m. that couldn't wait until the next day? None of it made sense to me. And as I exited the bathroom with a very perplexed look on my face, I turned the corner from the kitchen to the living room, to an absolutely empty living room. Neither of them had been downstairs, or talked, or even moved. The house isn't that large either, so I would have heard any slight movement, or at least seen them walking around, but nope. The mimic was back, and this time it mimicked not one, but two voices, simultaneously. So, yeah, that's an interesting story. Okay, thank you all for confirming that you can hear me. That's good. I'm glad that it's working. I guess I need to remember that from now on. If it's not working, just do a restart. So, but anyway, I thought that was an interesting story. I've heard of beings mimicking people, but I'd never heard of it given that name of a mimic exactly. I think that's something I have to look into. The first one, I wonder if it was some kind of a strange time thing, time anomaly. Two times overlapping. Although it is odd that the voice, maybe it wasn't though, because the voice used the name that the real mom would normally not use. So, maybe not. Maybe it is something. What that is, I don't know. It's almost like a audio doppelganger, except it's making noises, not just voices, but the sounds of the bags and everything and the footsteps, that's a lot of energy, it seems like. But yeah, so interesting story here. That was a strange one. So we'll go on to the next one here. Let me see here. So the second one says, okay. My buddy and I rented a nice older farmhouse when we were in our 20s. We had a lot of encounters, but this is the first one. We had lived there about 3 months, and my landlord had told me that her father had built that home, and my bedroom used to be her parents', and the other two were hers and her sister's. One night, while I was sleeping, I woke up, and standing at the foot of my bed was an older man in coveralls and a work shirt and a oil company hat. The name of the company starts with a V. I got a really good look at him, and when I rubbed my eyes and woke up a bit, he was gone. I've dealt with the paranormal my whole life in other houses, so it bothered me, but I was tired, and I just chalked it up to being worn out and a bad dream. I never said anything to my roommate because I didn't want him to think I was weird. About 2 weeks later, my roommate told me he needed to tell me something, but he didn't want me to think he was weird or to mess with him about it. I agreed that I wouldn't. I could tell he was dead serious because it was hard for him to describe. But he told me that while he was sleeping the night before, he woke up, he slept with his door open, and when he looked into the living room, there was a man standing there. He was scared, but as this man started to walk out of sight, he got up, and when he went into the living room, nobody was there. I asked what he looked like, and he said he was an older man wearing gray coveralls like he was going to work, and he had a hat with a big V logo on it. I said, like an oil company hat. I'm kind of changing that here and there just to not say company names. And he said, yes, exactly. I then told him my story, which blew him away. This is where the story really gets crazy. About a month later, my landlord saw us outside and stopped and asked us how we were enjoying the home. I said fine, except for the ghost. She looked at me puzzled and asked what I meant. And I started describing the guy, and when I got to describing his clothes, she finished my sentence by saying, an oil hat with a V on it. I said yes. She went home and brought back a picture of him and said, this is my dad. And said that he built the house and worked maintenance at a coal mine. And that's the clothes he wore every day. Excuse me. We had several other things happen, and I plan to share more. I still get uneasy driving by that house. And that's an interesting one. That's two people having similar experiences, and then a third possibly confirming who it was. So, very interesting story. You don't always get that when you get, Lightstalker's Dirk says, got all of the confirmations. Yeah, I was just going to say, you don't, that's not all stories end that way. So that's neat that one did. But, yeah, so, interesting story. All right, so we will move on to the next one here. This one says, so ghosts seem to seek me out if I'm in their vicinity. It's always been that way, even if it's just a bad feeling. I always look for a logical explanation, and sometimes that explains it. But this wasn't one of those times. I worked for a janitorial company, and two of my sites were owned by the same church. One was just a dance studio. The dance studio was freaky as heck. There was a door that didn't have a doorknob, and all that was in there was a piano. And every time I closed it, when I came back, it was open. But that could just be wind. The mirrors upstairs would always have a handprint that I missed as I'm walking out, which could be just me missing it, but it just never felt right. Like I should have seen it earlier. For the first couple of months, nothing crazy happened. Just a general feeling of someone being there and voices. It's an old building and in the same parking lot as an apartment complex. So I'm like, it's just people outside. Also, people would randomly show up sometimes and I wouldn't know they were there. So that would explain away footsteps or voices as well. So one day I'm finishing up and there's a door at the end of the hallway that had been closed the whole time I'm there. I had bumped into it with the vacuum on both sides of it, so it was definitely closed all the way. I hear the doorknob turn as I'm rolling up the vacuum cord. So I look up, expecting to see one of the dance instructors. This door slowly opens a little bit, then just swings open the rest of the way. Like someone pushed it, but no one was on the other side. I got the heck out. Both of the sites had a lot of freaky stuff happen, but this one was the only one that I can say for sure was a ghost of some kind. A month or so later, I told my boss I couldn't do it anymore. I was like, I might just be crazy, but either way, I'm done. That's an interesting story. I'm wondering how much of what the writer wrote off as being normal stuff. I'm wondering now. I mean, it seems like, I guess one-offs do happen, but if they're already kind of having all these other things happen, I'm wondering how many of them really are, really are just regular things happening outside the building, or just questions like that always come to mind when there's just one thing. But I mean, I don't blame the person for trying to rationalize whatever else is going on. I mean, I can't say that they're wrong about other things. It's just really interesting when there's just that one thing that happens. So, but yeah, good story. But I don't blame them for leaving. I'm guessing there must have been some kind of feeling that they had that they couldn't really even explain exactly. Because, I mean, I guess, though, if you're not used to anything, then maybe. But they said they had other experiences, so I don't even know. Maybe they did have get a feeling from the place they didn't like. And in that case, I don't blame them for not wanting to go there anymore. But, it is interesting, though. I do think there's something to places that are considered sacred or holy in one way or another. It's interesting how there can be activity around them. There's a church in my area that used to open up they had like a basketball court to people that wanted to walk around it in the mornings, and I would go there sometimes. And when I'd be there myself with no one else in the room, and I mean it's a basketball court, even I can see from one corner of the room to the other and no problem, there's nothing in the way. While I'd be walking, I'd be hearing footsteps across the room and they would start and stop. But they'd always start and stop a little bit off from mine. It was really interesting. I definitely got a feeling from that room when I was there alone. And from the hallways leading to it as well. It's just really interesting. Derek's right. He says, it always makes it seem more real or legitimate when a person quits their job or moves or it impacts their life in some way because of it. Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking maybe there was more than just the door. But, especially if they've had other experiences, that to me that tells me there was more, whether it was just the feeling or what. I don't know. But, very interesting that happened there. I'm wondering how close it was to the church that was nearby. Or if it was close. I know they said it was two buildings owned by the same church. I guess they didn't technically say it was next to each other. But yeah. Good story. So, I think that'll be it for that one. We will move on to the next one. This one says, when I was around 13 or 14 years old, I had my first experience with the paranormal. It was at my dad's house, and at the time, my bedroom was in the basement, and thankfully, it was a fully finished one. This left a whole level between me and anyone else. Due to the shape of the room, my bed was diagonal, leaving me to face the bedroom door. I had woken up in the middle of the night and sat up in bed. When I did, there was a shadowy figure in my doorway. All I could hear was heavy breathing. I thought it was my dad, so I yelled out, "Dad? Dad, is that you? You're scaring me." With no response, I pulled my covers over my head and lay back down. When I got the courage to come out, the figure was gone. I fell back asleep, and the next morning, I asked my dad if he had come down to my room the night before. He said no, and didn't believe the story when I told it to him. Still gives me goosebumps to this day. And yeah, that's an odd one, especially with the breathing. It makes me think, because you don't always get that with shadow figures. So that's odd. What's interesting is I found that one, and then I think the next one, I believe, one or two, are all about shadows. I still need to do an episode about that. I will. That'll be something that I get into next year at this point. But very interesting. I always wonder now, I was thinking about this last night, I wonder now what they're made of. What kind of energy, or what? Is there some kind of strange matter that they're made of that's almost like dark matter out there that you see in space, but somehow it's here? I don't know enough about all that to really say for sure, but it's just interesting how it's dark figures. And although the breathing, like I said, I think there's different kinds of dark or shadow figures. I don't know if they're all, I kind of have a hard time thinking they're all the same. But yeah. Yeah, or Derek says, or even an absence of matter and light. Yeah. Yeah. Like a sentient nothingness. Yeah. It's something I'll definitely have to look into. So. Let me see here. Okay. Gotta find. Okay. So I was right. This next one says, last night I had my first encounter with a shadow person, but it was fairly weird. I went to sleep at midnight, just like normal. though I had played a lot of video games with a few friends before that. Everything was normal. Excuse me. Everything was normal. I fell asleep, but didn't start to dream. Instead, I woke up again just to find myself sitting straight up in my bed. And when I opened my eyes, a silhouette of a girl was right next to me. She didn't have any facial features, but I could make out her hair in detail. It was a shoulder-long bob, I'm guessing that's a kind of hairstyle, with full bangs in her face. I panicked and grabbed the next thing that was next to me and just whipped it at her. She was gone, but I was still holding the thing I tried to hit her with. So it definitely wasn't a dream. My heart was pounding like crazy, and it was literally skipping beats. I couldn't sleep for a while, too scared to see that girl again. She was just standing next to my bed. But that wasn't the weird thing. The fact that I was sitting up, facing my wall, even though just an hour before that, I had laid down in my bed. Something just doesn't sit right with me, but I'm intrigued to hear opinions on this. Dream or actual shadow person? And that's an odd one. I don't think I've heard of too many shadow figures that are little girls. Or shaped like little girls. Maybe a few here and there, but not much. So, yeah. I don't know. But they saw the hair. So that's odd, too, in a way. Unless they mean that it was... Yeah, I don't know about that one. That one leaves you... Well, it leaves a lot of questions as to what that was. I do think it is interesting that they woke up sitting straight up in bed. Yeah. Derek says maybe it's somebody's astral form, and that could be. Maybe the person, the writer, sensed it in their sleep, and that's why they were sitting up. Oh, and they woke up. So, that'd be interesting if that was the case. Maybe they, yeah, I don't know. That's a good idea, though. Good possibility. So, let's see here. Okay. I'm just looking to see here. Alright. So, we'll move on to the next one here. It says, in 2004, I was in my first year of college. I'm the eldest of three, so as soon as I left home, my sister moved into my old room, which was the biggest of the three, upstairs, and shoved all of my stuff into the smallest room. I had come home to visit for a Thanksgiving break, and not feeling like arranging the room, just cleaned off the bed and called it good. I guess she hadn't wanted to mess with it much either, because my bed was shoved right by the doorway, which didn't have a door. I woke up sometime in the middle of the night and saw a dark shadow leaning through the doorway, kind of looking at me. Assuming it was my mom checking on me after being away at school for four months, I rolled over and went back to sleep. The next morning, when I asked who had checked on me, everyone in the house denied that it had been them. Now that myself and my two siblings have all moved out, Mom and Dad still report hearing footsteps and voices in the upstairs when they know for certain that there's no one up there. There's always been a little activity in that house, but other than a large white orb I once watched float through one of the other upstairs rooms, that shadow is the only other thing I've seen. And That's interesting. That sounds like the whole family, or just about, having experiences there. I thought I had three shadow stories in a row. That's interesting. So yeah, that was makes you wonder. I mean, I do think, and I've heard this before, and I kind of think it's possible that it makes you wonder about houses that have a bunch of people in them, how much activity there may be going on that you might not even notice because you think it's just someone moved this, or I just saw someone going from this room to that room. But then when, let's say in this situation, like in this situation, when more than half the people in the house end up moving out, and there's still activity, well, there you go. So yeah, that's true. Derek says both of those last two stories give me a sense that the entity is just kind of checking up on the person. Maybe it's not always malevolent shadow, and I do believe that. I don't think, like I said, I think that these shadows can be many things, and I think just like people, they're living people, or however you want to say it, there's good and bad ones. I think I really have a problem with the whole way that so much of popular culture paints the paranormal as being all negative, or mostly so. I don't care for that, but yeah, it's a very good point. It doesn't sound like, I mean, as much as it did scare the person in the second to the last story, which I don't blame them, nothing else bad seemed to happen. So it's very interesting. It makes you wonder who is it checking up on these people and why. Are they, I mean, unless they're relatives of the people or friends or something, why would anyone want to be checking in on people? That's the interesting part to all that. And again, a lot of possibilities there, I think. So, but let me see here. I'm gonna check on this. So, okay. Yeah, I think that's gonna be it for today, just 'cause the last two stories are fairly long, especially the last one. And yeah, Derek, which makes me, Derek says, which makes me think it's could be someone's astral form or something, and just popping in for a visit or something. Yeah. Could be. So, but thank you all for being here today, and for those of you that were here earlier, thank you for being patient as I restarted the show. That won't show up in the recording, but I appreciate everyone in the live chat just working bearing with me as I work through that. But yeah, so thank you all for being here, whether it's for the live stream or the podcast version. And yes, Realtor Weirdness tomorrow. Yes, that's the plan. So, all right, everyone take care and have a good night, and I'll talk to you all tomorrow night.